Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. Well, we are looking at justice today. Who gets to define justice? I think this is a conversation that we need to have because in our culture, justice is getting twisted. We are celebrating it clearly in the wrong ways. And it is so misunderstood at a very deep level that even you and I, it's hard to figure out what it is, what we're to do about it, and how we achieve it. Let's start here. Okay. California, I saw this come out last week. They are proposing a healthcare law that is named after accused murderer Luigi Mangione. The point of it is to prevent insurers from denying or delaying life-saving treatments. They are calling it the Luigi Mangione Access to Healthcare Act. Attorney Paul Eisner is the one who introduced this. Really, not that he's necessarily in favor of what accused killer Mangione did, but taking advantage of the opportunity, I suppose you could say. And this week, we've got Attorney General Pam Bondi calling for the death penalty for accused killer Mangione, and she is the one receiving death threats. This is where our society is today. Luigi Mangione is a man with a silencer and a plan. This was back on December 4th, early morning, New York City. Mangione was waiting near West 54th Street and 6th Avenue. This is just down the street from the Museum of Modern Art. And around 6:45 in the morning, as UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson leaves his hotel, he's on his way to a meeting or conference, there's Mangione steps out from between two parked cars and shot him in the back, shot him multiple times. This was clearly not random. The bullets were even engraved with the words, deny, defend, pose. Prosecutors say Mangione tracked Thompson's movements. He crossed state lines with a gun and a silencer and planned everything out. Social media grabs a hold of this, of course. TikTok crowns him as some vigilante. We've got hashtags like healthcare hero trending and thousands of dollars raised for Mangione's legal defense. Here's News Nation talking about that.
All right, let's talk about this defense fund. It's $723,000 and counting. Could be $1 million by the end of the week. What is going on?
Just so you know, I've done this for a while. I have never seen anything like this before in my life. Now, I've seen support for people where you might say, the evidence is flimsy. I think they're being wrongfully prosecuted. I think somebody's on death row and they shouldn't be. But where you have the evidence where, and yes, he's innocent until proven guilty, but where the evidence looks really strong, like he committed this crime and people are raising money to not for his innocence, but because they're in support of allegedly what he did. And you have these anonymous donors.
No, they're not just giving money. They're writing letters of support.
So writing letters of support. It's very clear what this is. And how much was raised so quickly is remarkable.
All right, let's stop here for a second. This is what I call our, it's cultural mirror. This is what we are facing. This is what we are looking at. This is where we are now. Someone shoots another human being in cold blood, and instead of mourning and grieving, many in our society are celebrating. They are cheering. There is a website for Luigi Mangione. There are candles that say Saint Luigi on them that people are actually purchasing. That is not justice. That is delusion. Let me say this. I do get it. This is the part that I think we all understand, that our healthcare system, our insurance system is so broken. It is not just the insurance companies, which, yes, they are a mess. It is pharma, it's doctors, it's hospital, it's government, it's all of it. Personally, just this past year, our family was charged over $4,000 for unnecessary ER x-rays. That was after insurance. Nearly a year later, we are still fighting that bill. I might as well buy an x-ray machine myself. These stories are everywhere. Parents, people that feel like they have to skip chemo, they have to ration their medication, thousands can't afford coverage. So yes, I get the frustration. We are hurting. And I think Mangione really tapped into that hurt and that feeling that we have of feeling helpless and hopeless. We want somebody to get them and to do something to change things. People want to stick it to the insurance companies, saying that they are the bigger problem.
It's okay to kill as many people as possible, especially if money is your bottom line. Even the media framing up his death as an assassination and framing up his killer as a hitman, when, again, there's no real distinction between the two of them. By definition, a hitman's being paid to kill someone, and Mr. Brian Thompson was being paid and incentivized into the millions of dollars to kill lots of people. Deny their claims, make their health care unaffordable.
Some people are going to be like, oh, that's cruel, blah, blah, blah. I don't really care. The reason I don't care is because these people are running billion and trillion dollar companies. And an insurance company at that, that I'm pretty sure has declined coverage for thousands of people. And there are thousands of people out here that have lost family members because United Healthcare declined much needed coverage for their loved ones. So the amount of blood that these billion and trillion dollar companies have on their hands is nothing compared to the fact that this man just lost his life today. And it's sad to say, but with the state of not only this country, but the world, this will become the norm if this is not the catalyst and the tipping point right now.
There you go. People that think this was justified. They're saying things like denying care is murder, so what he did was completely fine. What Mangione did was justifiable. Here's the thing. To our knowledge in this entire situation, we are getting it third hand, fourth hand, fifth hand, online. We have very limited knowledge of what really, really happened, all the details, but it does not appear that Mangione had said anything to Brian Thompson, the CEO? Did he talk to him before? Did they have lunch to talk about some of the problems and the issues that he was having with the insurance companies? Why Brian Thompson? I don't even think Mangione had health insurance through United Healthcare, but that didn't matter to him. He didn't see him as a person. He saw him as a symbol, a man who apparently did not come from wealth. Not that that even matters, or if he was a good guy or kind of a jerky guy. Mangione still took away a man's life who had a family, he had two children, who will never, ever have their father again the rest of their lives on this earth. He decided to take away Brian Thompson's humanity, a man who is made in the image of God, and decided to make him the face of the entire industry. That is not justice. That is evil. Justice isn't whatever feels fair and right to me. Oh, he had a lot of stock in the company, so this is fair. Or we deserve better than this, it's fair. Justice also isn't seasonal, meaning that right and wrong don't change with the seasons. They don't change with the trends and the culture. Real justice is grounded in truth. It is ordered. It is not chaotic. It's about restoration, not retribution. So as all of this played out, the way I see it, Mangione wasn't seeking justice. He was playing God, which is why we're seeing the St. Luigi candles selling online as if he's the savior. It's under the illusion that he is a justice hero. This is so wrong. When we try to take God's place, we always end up doing damage every time to others and to ourselves because our ways are foolish. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom. And vengeance belongs to the Lord. Think about this. Romans 12:19. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. God is the only one who can handle justice without pride and ego, without emotion, without corruption. Because our lens is so cracked and his is so clear. It's the way it is. We know that biblically. But if we're not careful, we can fall into that same trap. We can start thinking that justice means getting even or proving a point or controlling the outcome, the story, the narrative. And as we saw all of this unfold, this does not just hurt the target, the symbol that you have chosen, in this case, CEO Brian Thompson, it hurts all of us. It destroys, it causes our society to fall apart. It gets us to a point where we're no longer flourishing, but we're simply surviving. That's what this does. Wasn't Mangione actually trying to help people flourish, help them have health and well-being? Wasn't that kind of his point? Wasn't that what was driving him? Obviously, I don't know what was in his mind, but his desire to see humans flourish, that part is good. But his means of achieving that are so incredibly distorted and wrong. And on top of that, not just being wrong, it does not fix. You know what it reminds me of just a little bit? How some parents parent out of fear. We can force a child to obey. We can scare them into doing the right thing. You can even make a child tell you that they love you. But do they? Just because you demand it, that you force it, that you do so through fear, doesn't mean that their heart has changed or that they truly love you. Mangione's act did not change hearts. It created more fear. It created more chaos and potentially more copycats. Did you ever read Martin Luther King's letter from a Birmingham jail? So, so good. Part of that letter literally lays out the way that we are called to seek justice. I want to play some of that for you. Mind you, this is not actually Martin Luther King speaking here. I'm not sure who this is. Probably some hired actor, I guess. It's not AI. It's about from 10 years ago. It's good. So let's listen.
In any nonviolent campaign, there are four basic steps. Collection of the facts to determine whether injustices exist, negotiation, self-purification, and direct action. We have gone through all these steps in Birmingham.
There it is. Steps for real change. Gather the facts. We want to identify that injustice, make sure what we're standing against is real. Next, we try to negotiate peacefully. Then we want to prepare our heart. This means that we're checking our motives, that we are committing to nonviolence and even being willing to suffer without retaliation. And then if necessary, engage in nonviolent direct action. Take peaceful action that brings the issue to the forefront. It is not weak. It's quite powerful. That changed laws. That changed hearts. This letter is worth reading or listening to in its entirety. I'll have it in the show notes for you. That worked. Martin Luther King Jr. was a man of faith that wanted all people to flourish. Our God-given inalienable rights, the right to life and to be treated with dignity, which is rooted in the belief that all people are made in the image of God. So this story, the reason I think we are still talking about it is because it is revealing a huge cultural crack that we have in our country. We're a society that wants justice. That's good. But I think we're confused on how to get there. We're getting tired, a bit disillusioned and fed up with all these broken systems. And when we start to feel unseen and unheard, then this vengeance, what Mangione did, starts to look a lot like righteousness. Like it looks like we've got a hero. But that's not what we have. So I want to talk about what Mangione's actions actually represent, because I think there are two things going on. We've got first a warped view of retributive justice, which true retribution is rooted in law and principle. It's balanced, it's measured, it's not about rage or revenge. Justice that fits the crime, that still technically respects the dignity of the victim and the offender. And very important, it's supposed to be carried out through lawful process. And in this case, yeah, none of that really happened. So that's why I said it's like a version of that. It's vengeance dressed up like justice. And so there's a difference there. One's looking to restore order. One's looking to hurt somebody to draw attention to a matter because people are hurting. Then we've got vigilantism, which I think this falls more in line in this category. This is what happens when somebody says, well, the system failed me, so I'm going to take matters into my own hands and I am going to fix it myself. And listen, it is not hard for any of us to empathize with the pain and the frustration over the issues with the healthcare industry, with the insurance industry. But this is not how we solve things. Being a vigilante does not fix things. It doesn't restore. It could potentially bring some change, like the bill I mentioned that they're looking to pass in California, the Luigi Mangione Access to Healthcare Act. But it has nothing to do with changed hearts. It has everything to do with fear and capitalizing on an opportunity. It does not heal. What it really does is it takes control. It says, I'm the judge now. That is me. I am the system representing everybody. Even if our issue is understandable, if we're being taken advantage of by an employer, if we are being ripped off by the services that we use, the method in which we handle this, it matters. Otherwise, we just become the law unto ourselves and it does not work. And that is a very bad thing to do as a sinner. Maybe we have a situation like that right now. Not that we're going to be like Mangione here, but that we are trying to take justice into our hands. That is when we wrongfully step into God's role, because we move from a place where we're no longer seeking justice. We are attempting to be the justice maker. And ironically, instead of having the outcome of a greater and more just society, we end up creating more injustice. If somebody asks us, is what Mangione did justice? I mean, he was standing up for a corrupt system. You know, I could see how people think he did the right thing. Here's what I would say. Justice is not whatever feels fair to me. It is what is rooted in truth. It is free of emotion. Thank God we don't have laws based on emotion. That would be a disaster. I would also say that God cares about justice and he cares about how we pursue it. There is a right way to do that and a wrong way to do that. Mangione did it the wrong way. True justice will bring restoration and order. Vengeance, on the other hand, will bring chaos and fear. And we also need to know that we are not God, that only he can judge perfectly. I think that is a simple, clear, and truthful response. And there's this part too that I think is really important. If we want to live out justice the right way, then the very first thing we do is not to seek justice. Before that, first, we are to be just, which means that we live just lives. Everything about us should be holy and just. And if we live that way, guess what? Then we will never actually need to seek justice because everything will be just. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. That's Micah 6, verse 8. It's justice with mercy. It's mercy with humility. And humility reminds us that we are not the hero or God of the story. Mangione did not just kill a man. He unfortunately redefined for some people what it means to be just. And that should anger us, because it is a counterfeit justice, and it's one that we should fight against with prayer and living those just lives, living out Micah 6, 8. So for our lives, where are we tempted to take justice into our own hands? Where are we tempted to do that? We think, well, I would never be like that, or Mangione. I know we're not a Mangione necessarily. Okay, but just take this example, all right? This is my own personal experience too, by the way. If someone on the road is tailing you, okay, you know how you feel and they're really close to you and you're not liking it and you're annoyed. What I do is slow down and I go really slow. So I'm going under the speed limit. Mind you, I'm not doing that for safety reasons, okay? I am doing that because I want to make the person behind me miserable. I might not want to cause physical harm, but I want them to feel the pain of their actions, which are wrong. They should not be tailing. But does that make it okay for me to take those actions? Because what am I doing? I'm trying to be God. I am trying to be the justice maker, the justice creator, taking the matters into my own hands. When I do that, it does not solve the problem. When I do that, it does not make me feel better. Maybe for 30 seconds and then it's gone. And my measly attempt at justice does not restore and it does not change hearts. It does not bring people closer to the Lord. So I will ask that question again. Where have we been tempted to take justice into our own hands? Where have we let our anger or trends or things that we hear in the news drive our idea of fairness and righteousness? And instead of seeking after that justice, how can we live justly? Be that just person. Where can we truly walk more humbly, love more mercifully, and act more justly today? We don't have to fix the whole system, but we can definitely live differently in our lives. We can live holy lives and we can respond differently from the world and let them see. So let's not play God. Let's trust him, because his justice never fails. All right. If this resonated with you, you want to talk about it more, come connect with me in my Insight Out community on Facebook. You can go to insightout.media. I would love to have you there. And if you know someone, because I know there's also this generational divide happening here, particularly around justice. If you know somebody that is wrestling with this idea of injustice or finding Mangione's actions justified, share this. It might just be the conversation they need. Please subscribe and like this episode. All of that helps get the word out, and I love having you follow along. And until next time, let's choose wisely and live our lives inside out.